Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Psalm 4, we've read it repeatedly. He said, verse 8, the last verse of Psalm 4, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Don't need drugs. Don't have to drink myself till I pass out or take anything. He gives his beloved sleep. I don't have to toss and turn because of guilty feelings, guilty conscience. I can lay down in peace and sleep. Don't have to be afraid something might happen to me while I'm asleep. For you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. You only, Lord, make me dwell in safety. One translation says, you keep me perfectly safe. You keep me perfectly safe. Is that something the Lord has committed to do for us? Now, like we've said, the Bible tells us, the New Testament says, in the last days, there'd be perilous times. Evil seducers would wax worse and worse. People would be selfish and mean and cruel, and do all kind of bad things. And we live in a dangerous world, don't we? More ways than one. Every day, not a day goes by that you don't hear on the news. Somebody killed somebody. Somebody robbed somebody. Somebody hurt somebody. Some natural catastrophe, some wreck, some crash, some poisonous something, some bad food, on and on and on. We live in a dangerous place, don't we? There's stuff happening all around. And a lot of people, bless their hearts, they get to thinking about it and they get scared. And hence, all of the resulting phobias. You ever looked up the list of existent phobias? I mean, there are fears of being alone, fears of being in a crowd, fears of being too high, fears of being down low, fears of being in a closed up place, fears of being in a wide open place, fears of cats, fears of dogs, fears. I talked to a person one time, their big fear was fear of breathing. Yeah, they were terrified of all the contaminants floating in the atmosphere. And so they never did anything without masks on and gloves. And, you know, we just got a letter recently, more than one, of people that had gotten a hold of the series on Free From All Fears. And people that had gotten to the place where they wouldn't even leave their house. And now they've left home. And travel and do what they like. Because they got free. I said they got free. But see, people get to thinking about, oh, it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous out there. Oh, people will kill you. Oh, people will run over you. Oh, it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous out there. Well, it is. I said it is. And it's getting more dangerous. And we don't have scripture to stand on for you and I to believe that the whole planet's going to become safe. Well, I'm just going to pray that the whole planet becomes safe. Based on what? He told you it's going to get worse. Well, you got to believe what he said. So no, it's dangerous. And it's going to get even worse. But, can God keep you safe in the middle of a dangerous place?
Yes.
Can he do it?
Yes.
Oh, yes, 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 and yes. He can keep you perfectly safe in the middle of all kind of bad stuff. Go to Psalm 91, please. Psalm 91. Some might say, well, Brother Keith, you said almost that same thing last week. And the week before that. And the week before that. Yeah, I know. And I'll probably say almost the same thing next Friday. And it's not because we're short on material. Why? Because it's not what you've heard and it's not what bounced off your eardrums and you registered in your head. You got to get it in your spirit. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the anointing, the word of the Christ. It has, when you keep hearing the same thing with that same anointing on it, it has a pounding effect on your spirit. And what it does, it pushes out the fear. And it pushes out the unbelief. And you might think, well, I'm a quick learner, Brother Keith. I got it the first time. No, no, no. If you did, you'd be shouting. Just because you heard it and thought you understood it some and remembered it in your head doesn't mean you got it. You don't believe God with your head. The Bible says, for with the heart man believes. You don't believe God with your intellect. You can have all kind of stuff committed to memory and be defeated in life. How can you tell when you really begin to believe it? You get excited every time. I said every time. And you know, you may hear it and go, yeah, that's good. And hear it and go, yeah, that's good. And hear it and go, yeah, that's great. That's good. Hear it. Yeah, that's good. Hear it and hear it. But then, when it begins to drop down in your spirit, you begin to get excited in ways that you can't explain. You can't really tell it. What? It's becoming real to you. When I was in healing school years ago, what reminded me, we were up in Delaware, a week or so ago, and a lady got up and testified how God had healed her of cancer. And she got that series on receiving, ministering, healing. And it was kind of new to her. But she just listened to it and listened to it and listened to it and listened to it over and over and over again and over again and over again. I mean, they told her, you know, get your business in order. I mean, you probably hadn't got long. And now they're going back to the same doctors. They said, there's no trace of cancer. She's healed. We received two or three of those just this month, didn't we? Same type thing. It's the word. He sent his word and healed them. How many know that's worth more than money? You can't buy that with money. That's something money can't buy. And a real similar thing to that had happened, I don't know, this must have been 15 plus years ago. A lady testified, and I knew she had, in healing school, we had it every day. And she just came every day for months. Months. Somebody say months.
Months.
Well, then she's hearing some of the same truths over and over again. And I'm sure her head's saying, I heard that last time. I got that. Yeah, I know. 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes I'm healed. Yeah, I know. I know. Matthew 8:17. Yeah. Isaiah 53. He carried our pains. He bore our sicknesses. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. I know. Now, when you're thinking like that and feeling like that, you ain't got it.
That's correct.
Tell your head to shut up.
Yes.
And hear it again.
Yes.
And again.
And again.
And again. It's not mental knowledge that gets you healed.
Right.
It's faith. Faith is not of the intellect. Faith is not a product of your mind. With the heart, man believes. And this lady, over a period of months and months and months, and she came back, she had a good report from the test, she's clear, she's healed, she got up and testified. Somebody said, well, a friend of hers said, well, how did that happen? How did that happen? They said, you're going to die. How did that happen? She said, I just kept putting the word in. She said, I just put the word in the morning and the noontime and the nighttime. I mean, I ate, slept, drank, breathed it. I just kept putting the word in. She said, I guess there was no more room for the cancer.
Yes.
I just kept putting it in. There was no more room.
Glory to God.
And that's exactly right. I call it the law of displacement.
That's right.
Yes.
You get full of faith, there's no room for fear. You get full of life, there's no more room for death. Get full of healing, there's no more room for sickness. How do I do it? We're telling you. Just keep hearing it over and over. Just keep hearing it. Just keep hearing it and talking it and hearing it. And eventually, if you don't quit, it'll get in you. How can I tell it's getting in me? How can I tell I'm getting in faith? You will begin to get excited. Not put on, genuinely. You'll begin to get excited. And even if you think you're reserved and don't act like that, you'll still start to act like that. You'll begin to smile and you'll wave your hands and you go, glory to God, even though you think you're not one of them. You get enough word in you, enough faith in you, it'll come out. You'll get excited. Glory to God. Well, let's get fear out of us. Fear of dangers. Fear of problems. Fear of death. And get full of faith for God to protect us. Now, there's be hard to find a better word about protection than Psalm 91. And we've been on this for week after week. Psalm 91. You like Psalm 91? You know, there are millions of people never even heard of Psalm 91. Sad, isn't it? Well, it means you need to know it well enough to tell them about it.
Yes.
And didn't intend to do this, but the Lord has led us to just do this verse by verse and go through it. And what we've seen as we've studied Psalm 91 is that there are two sides to this thing.
Yes.
Like always.
Yes.
There's a manward side. There's our side. And there's a Godward side.
Yes.
There's His side. There's things we're supposed to do. And He tells us if we'll do that, then He'll do this that has to do with protecting us and keeping us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Good Timing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204I. That's R1204I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.